about book sales in 12 to 15 thousand acres. Yeah. It's very nice to see these foreign people coming to Vrindavan, having read your books, coming here. It's like the perfect fulfillment of your books. They're so much impressed with the subject matter that they want to see this Vrindavan, especially that great Krishna book. To them, Vrindavan is like a magical world.
He gave me book of Shining Light.
He said so.
Or I know 500, no joke.
No joke. That Bengali Back to Godhead is very good also. This one has come out very nice, the layout and everything. It's very good.
He has comes.
Bhakti Charu?
Who are you?
Who wrote those articles?
Bhakti Charu. Bhakti Charu. Sarvabhavana.
Sarvabhavana. Bhakti Charu. Bhakti Charu is very literary, poetic type.
This house that I was asking him last night, he said that the most difficult people for selling books to are the Bengalis when they come. And it was difficult. But everyone else, they're more receptive.
Kisayan is definitely everyone who comes
to my book.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like Bhavaji was.
Bhavaji.
He says that in everyone's hand there is wisdom.
Yes. That's true. They take Gita Gan and a Bhagavad Darshan.
And they're anxious for the next issue.
They are already buying for this house.
20,000. Very good. Good scope in Bengal.
Why many men already subscribe? You will indeed subscribe. Many of
you. You like that idea?
When
the boys are going village to village, if they get subscriptions, it's good.
Very good.
That's a nice program. Anybody can afford it. What is a yearly subscription to the Bhagavatam?
Only one problem with Bhagavat subscription is theft in the mail. It's very difficult to get it or to reach its destination.
No contact. A fair review. They get to it.
When they contact
them. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean, they have to come and collect.
Yeah. They come to the temple a few times a year, once a year. They'll get their copies and go.
And you have to keep them set aside with the presence of God. Yeah, that's not just stick the presence more.
Or if someone's going and traveling to Sankirtan in that area, because we always know where they're going, they can take them to the ceremonies. No problem. But the magazine is so attractive that the postal clerks, they can't resist taking it home to their families.
He's very good at that time. And we don't fight.
Another thing is it diminishes the prestige of the publication.
Mm.
By Krishna's grace, we have no shortage of money.
Hello? Who is that? I'm sad. Yoga Vig, who's with alcohol.
Yoga Tid,
Bhakti
Vedanta Hall.
And we have a bookstore there. Maggie's name,
yes.
For the last 50 years, they could not
make.
What is the idea of that?
They have not said. What is it called? Larson Munda.
At the yoga pits. When people come to darshan, there's no covered area for them.
Yeah.
They've been trying to construct for years and years. They've never been able to do. You have to stand out if it's raining. What do you do?
Yeah.
There's no shelter.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing.
And Siddhartha could not finish. They spent like 10,000. This way, this way, can go on. And the interest will come to charity. What is the interest of 10.5 years?
It's every month. One of the interests for the 5 lakhs is 4,166 rupees, and the other is 4,666. So that's 8,800. So I use 88,800 plus another 16. So about 1,05,000 per year.
That means 12,000.
Per month, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, per month it would be about 9,000 rupees a month.
No more.
Not sure. 1,05,000 divided by 12. A little less than 10,000 a month.
Is it done the same as like 10,000?
A month.
When? Huh?
Yes.
For a month?
Yes.
Good, very. Understand.
Yeah, we'll begin with, we already have 1 lakh. So the first year, we've already got to begin with 1 lakh. If you like that idea, to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Whenever there is money, spend it. Is that the idea of that?
Yes. I always am suspending money for projects for your divine grace. I especially like this idea of Yog Pit Bhakti Vedanta Hall. Very nice. Isn't it tomorrow?
Yeah. Feels very nice and good because people come to, they come to Mayapur. They don't only go to our, this kind of temple. Even when they go to other temples, they should have a good impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Well, I mean, there are three drivers. Life, money, intelligence, and wealth. So I am all man. My life has no value. You young man, it's like me.
We may have life, but you have all intelligence, Srila Prabhupada. So life without
intelligence. Everyone has intelligence, more or less.
Well, you have complete, and we have practically none.
We have no spiritual intelligence.
Complete knowledge is. Or is it just a sum of plus? Complete knowledge then is claimed, maybe. It is not with Narayan. The Mahatma says, everything is coming. These are Kaviraj went to Padma Baba. He has praised me very much.
Praises you,
Shiva Prabhupada. I think very
while we're taking, we're thinking that you were seeing us and we're satisfied. We're thinking that the spiritual master is very much satisfied when he sees his disciples respecting Bhagavad Prasadam. Praise you, Prabhupada, that you recovered. You won't have to be bothered now by any more worries of any kind. You simply can translate and see all of the temples and the devotees. It'll be very nice. Never in all these years been able to be free of the worries and anxieties, but now you'll be able to be. Krishna may grant you some more years so that you can just have a nice time with all of your disciples, visiting all the deities.
So cold, shall we find it?
Somebody has a warm one. Oh yeah.
The mouth is nice. Better?
Seriously,
Of the different businesses have been done. Well, first of all, he was getting money for traveling expenses. Informing him that henceforward the interest from the SIP deposit in the name of VB2 should be stopped from giving it from to Vrindavan Company. Instead, the money should be transferred by mail transfer to the Center Badger in the Gwalior Tank Road to VB2 account. I gave all the details, and that's one letter. Then, furthermore, I also addressed a letter to the Punjab National Bank, Brevin Roach, informing them that the rupees 500 should be stopped from being given to Srimati Radharani Devi, because I didn't mention this, but the reason is that she would be getting 1,000 rupees from Indian Overseas Bank. And by sending that letter, yes, let me explain what I was going to say. The letter to Punjab Bank, I have not sent to the bank. Radhanai ascended to Giriraj and informed him that when the Indian overseas bank sent their first transfer of rupees 1,000, then he may send a letter to Punjab Bank regarding Radharani Bank. In other words, when we first get a
confirmed. As I said, the virgin said, had asked over the Radharani.
No, because we've already given them the scheme, which accounts for everybody. Better to have the whole thing done in a very organized way from one bank, rather than a little here, a little from there. That was simply confusing. Besides that, it's just a lot simpler, you know, if we do it this way. That is my opinion. Because we've already given a scheme to Indian Overseas, we've put fixed deposits worth a certain amount, which bring 1,000 rupees interest. So now we have to tell them a whole new scheme, then it becomes confusing. It's easier simply to inform the Punjab Bank to discontinue sending the 500 rupees. I am not sending a letter to Punjab Bank. The letter is being sent to Giriraj with the clear instruction on cover letter. Only send this letter to Punjab Bank after you have it confirmed that they have begun to dispatch rupees 1,000 per month. The same way we did for Sulakshmana debt when we stopped sending it from here, we began sending from Bombay. We only told them to stop when it had begun to be sent from another bank. In other words, she'll get the money first from Indian Overseas before the other payments stop.
How is it? She'll get?
Rupees 1,000 per month.
How?
A transfer from Indian Overseas Bank to her account in Bank of, I think it's in Bank of India, or United Bank of India. Direct into her account. Her account is joint signature of herself and Vrindavan Chandra.
Has he been part?
Oh yes. All of them are in form. Then, I've also sent a letter to the Central Bank of India. Again, I'm not sending it to Central Bank, I've given it to Giriraj. That when they start to get the 250 rupees a month from Indian Overseas, then we will stop sending the 250 from Central Bank of India. In other words, everything will be done from one bank right on our land. It's a lot easier to deal with it this way. It's much cleaner. Then, let me see what else. I also sent a letter to MND today. I requested him to please tell me what his bank account number is. I also he's dealing with most of the business of Punch Shield Flat. According to Vrindavan Chandra, MM deals with these matters. Apparently he has a little more legal mind. Probably he's more intelligent. Anyway, MM did. So in my letter to him, I explained to him that I enclosed a copy of the conveyance script. And I requested him that, as far as I was concerned, the address was all right, but that he should check up with some of the other flat owners. If they have executed a similar conveyance, please inform me, and then we will do as they have done. I also told him that whatever taxes or other things which he pays should be paid in your name, and a receipt should be gotten in your name, and copies of the receipts he can please send me to my records. And I also wrote to him that regarding the permanent electricity supply, if the four of them together pay half of the amount, then as soon as they send me the receipt, then I will send a check for the other half. Those are the points I wrote in the letter to him. And what I'm going to do is, as soon as I get this amendment done, which mentions about the misspending, not to misspend the money, squandering, reports, then I will send a copy of that along with the letter explaining to them how each one of them will be getting rupee 250, and then after 7 years, rupee, you know, the bigger amount. And then I will send them a copy of that squandering clause with that saying, but you should not squander this money. It must be invested in fixed deposits or government bonds. Otherwise, your rupees, your monthly pension will be stopped and it will be given to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity. I'm only going to do that after I get the amendment clause finished. So like that, everything that we've done tonight, then it's all about business today. I also wrote a letter to Dr. Ghosh, telling him that whatever money he advances, we will match. Again, repeating our offer that we have 2 rooms ready. And I also mentioned to him how he mentioned how he was a little disappointed with his discussions. I said that is not so surprising because our Gurukul is ultimately meant for spiritual education, not otherwise. And we're only going to give a little basic hygiene teaching. I said, mainly now you should take up this dispensary. We're very eager for that. And again, I invited him to come here soon. And I gave him a report of your health. And I also sent a letter to Bank of America in Los Angeles for canceling $600 to Prohibition in Nepal, because each month we have to give him that money so he can stay and work there nicely. And then I did some other letters to the Punjab Bank in Delhi, to the head office, telling them that the interest, for now, the interest from those fixed deposits will have credited to your account here. And once we have the first meeting of the Bhakti Vedanta Charity Trust, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust will open a bank account, probably in Mayapur or Sridganj. And at that point,
why not open the charity trust account in Delhi?
In Delhi?
Yes.
Well, I would think that for operating it, it would be a lot more. My idea was that it would be better to have it in the Mayapur area itself, since it is primarily meant for spending. It is meant entirely for spending in Gaurimangala Bhumi. My idea was that we would open the account in the Gaurimangala Bhumi area and give instruction to
area.
Well, right now our bank accounts are in Sridganj, Governor.
Yeah, in Sridganj, in Pavati, and Krishnavati.
I thought we would open it in either Sridganj or Navadvip.
Navadvip is good place.
In Navadvip. And give the standing instruction at that time to Parliament Street Bank to transfer every month the interest. And that was my idea. But for the time being, we have to tell them what to do with the interest. So I thought to, instead of going to the botheration of opening new accounts at the Punjab Bank of Parliament Street, let them go on transferring to your accounts here. And then when we open the charity trust account, then they can, then I'll give them a fresh instruction.
What's that? The Punjab Bank, that's that.
Fixed deposits are in the name of 5 lakhs are in the name of Krishna Balaram Temple Maintenance Account, and 5,60,000 in the name of Mayapur Vrindavan Trust.
So that's the interest.
The interest or the fixed deposits? The fixed deposits are in Delhi, and the interest. For now, for the next few months, I'm instructing the bank to continue to transfer to the accounts here in Vrindavan that has always been given to. Then, when the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust account is open, I will issue a fresh instruction to the Parliament Street Bank that the money, the interest money, should be transferred to that account in Navadvip or wherever we open the account.
Hmm.
My idea is simply that since the money is to be spent in Gormandala Bhumi, and when we write checks out, etc., from that account, it's much easier to cash it rather than having to go to Delhi for cash it. Well, you said that the purpose of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust was the development of Gormandala Bhumi. That was your original, at least that's what you initially told us.
That
it should be just for Gormandala Bhumi or general? Well, I think it's better for Gormandala Bhumi. Because for general, we have about ISKCON. For general, we have the... I'll explain to you about it. For general, the GBC has formed the Mayapur Vrindavan Committee. That is, more or less, your original name of it was Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. So we formed a Mayapur Vrindavan Committee made up of the following seven people. Jagatthakur Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Prabhu, Giriraj, myself, Rameshwar, and Guru Pripa Maharaj, and Acharya Rishi. But these seven meet, and they divide up the money that comes from all the interests of the six deposits in India. And they will recommend how that money should be spent. Once a year, they will consider at Mayapur all of the different requests from Bhubaneswar, from Mayapur, from Bombay, from Vrindavan, everywhere. And they will divide up the interest accordingly. So the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust could be simply for the Gormandala Bhumi. That was my view.
What's your name?
Yeah, I think that the general is already covered by this Mayapur Vrindavan Trust Committee. That's for all of India. And Gormandala Bhumi is especially for encouraging the development of Bodhi Vaishnavism in that area. Sridhar Maharaj is not Mandir, this Bhakti, this, Yoga Pit, Bhaktivedanta Hall, different buildings. Maybe someone has, supposing one of your godbrothers may have written some manuscript. He has no money, we can print some books for him so he can sell them. Like that, you know, works within the Mayapur area.
That's, we have fixed up, that's the fact.
The charity. The Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trustees would fix that up? Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm understanding your desires about all these points.
No. My point is, all these interests are charity.
Yes. All of the interest means from all the different six deposits, or from these 10,60,000. And just like we have, I'll give you an example. In Bombay, we have that Mayapur Vrindavan Trust six deposits in Bank of America. So those are big amounts. So those six deposits and other six deposits, that money, I was thinking, would be decided upon by that Mayapur Vrindavan Trust Committee. That's telling you all this time.
That's what
Dusadan Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, they may decide for the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust with the other five.
That's it.
That all right, Shri Prabhupada? I think your Prashanam is here, Shri Prabhupada.
I know.
you know. How do you feel that this Kaviraj's medicine is affecting Srila Prabhupada? Can you feel a change? Or?
Yes, very, very thankful.
Prasad is always welcome. Perhaps this might be a nice time to call Jayadrata and Pradyumna to feel like speaking and hearing about Bhagavatam. You have no objection if they come?
No.
So I'll arrange for them to come, Srila Prabhupada. We haven't heard from 10th Channel in a few days. That would be nice, I think.
Having an urgent telegram with manuscript. And also to pick up another manuscript piece. And so I went over and he told me to go for 3 days and have to come back to Vrindavan, so it was done. And I went for 1 day. But I heard that I inconvenienced you because you couldn't translate that. I'm sorry that I held up for work. That anthology book, I think, will come out very nicely.
Huh?
That anthology book of different articles written by your divine grace, I think that will come out very nicely. That's what Ramachar was having me send you.
Anthology?
It's a collection. Ramachar mentioned it while he was here. A collection of different articles from Back to Godhead written by yourself. There's
your conversation with Professor Katovsky, and also from the old BTG we're publishing in India, there's that article, Relevant Inquiries. That's very wonderful. Your correspondence with Dr. Stahl, that's also. And lectures from different places. When you first arrived in London, very wonderful lectures. So many wonderful articles that have been published over the years at BCG. But the real thing is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Yeah. He should not have come in touch with material in when he was before Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Chakra. Pasadena Maya Dhabi, Japuti and Dhabi. So, as soon as he forgets Krishna and wants to enjoy life independently, that is beautiful and fall down. It is fall down. This is Guna Sangha, Purusha Pavita Stroke, Bhunge, how do you get
universe? What do you want?
You can find now.
It's from the Gita?
Yes.
Guna.
Purusha Pakita Stavpe.
Purusha Pakita.
Bhunge Kadugura. Pardon?
Yeah, it's a painting.
আমি
যখন আমি প্রপার যাবেন আমি যাবো
পুরুষা প্রকৃত স্তোহি বুংতে প্রকৃতি জ্ঞান গুণান কারণম গুণ সঙ্গ স্ব সদাসদ ইউনিজন সু The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among the various species.
So in that sense, matter is also life, but covered. So the philosophy of Asunda Bhedavira, that one.
Matter is also energy. It is also energy. And energy is your own. But they have differences. Is it?
Yes.
The except spirit, other things are superficial, but they are there. So, his fault is to come in touch with this man. That's like we are cleansing. His soul is also part of the body. But you are screaming. Is it clear?
Yes.
So they are not required.
Yeah, the example of the flower bud is nice. You can understand it better now.
He suffers. I enjoy. When the enjoyment is finished, he then falls down. His whiskey. And Jalayana was caught. Then from what are you going to do? Very troublesome business. এই কোনো ভাগ্য আছে গুরুকৃষ্ণ ভক্তি এইরকম করে উঠা নেওয়া হচ্ছে এর মধ্যে যে ভাগ্যবান সে কৃষ্ণ দেবায় ভক্তি রাজ্য
Kapoor's argument is like this, that he thinks that both are the same.
He thinks like this.
It's one is covered consciousness. So it is inferior.
The covering matter is inferior.
Mayavani thinks that he can, that the material energy is false when at every step he's baffled by the material energy.
That is inferior. Therefore, the star in a step. I did not like that. She wants to remain in well. And at the same time clear that she is worried.
So modern science tries to compromise. Mayavadis try to compromise with modern science.
There is no other way. You cannot make a solution. So you must try to make a compromise.
Yes. That's why when we say that at spiritual atoms or atma is innumerable in numbers, they immediately come up.
So anumpa. As there are many molecules in samsara, similarly, deshakrava, by independence of God, there are so many molecules of spiritual.
Also, even it makes stronger now that within the atom there is a jiva or life which is not developed, so it will be many more, innumerable.
Yes. That is limited, I think. We do not want to take Shastra as it is.
They want to interpret according to their themes.
They want to adjust it according to
their karma. Superficially taken the mind. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that was confirmed when he was talking like that. Just like Carl Jung, he's a psychologist, he says that matter is a concept, some sort of imagination that one has in his mind. So something like that idea, that this Maya is. They think that it's not real.
And not real in this, because the spirit is there, they are positive. Because there is consciousness, there is ignorance. And if you start facing that, then consciousness is the idea.
When the consciousness is undeveloped. It looks like a dead body.
Yeah.
In a living body, in a living cell, actually there's not about innumerable lives. But among these innumerable lives, the jiva, who is
jiva bhakti. The body, and that's why you are in this room. When you leave this room, the room becomes vacant. But there are innumerable other people.
But different consciousness. So among these innumerable lives, making this whole living body, there is one who is highly conscious.
Who permanently stays by. And we can appear. There are so many gods within the body.
So when that most conscious jiva leaves the body, then still the body is made up of those innumerable lights, but whose consciousness is developed, then we call a dead matter.
Yeah, not dead matter. They come out. As soon as the body, they come out. They come out. You cannot say the life-giving substance is gone. It is there.
I had a talk with him. He's not really depending on him. I asked him. He said that it's always better to train up, have someone around who's seeing how he's treating.
Why? If he's around, why is it better than someone?
He says that he'll come and explain it to us.
Well, I know what he's going to explain. It's he can't explain anything except that he wants to leave this boy in his place. That's the real point. I'm saying that the real point is that we don't want this boy to take the place of this Kaviraj, which is what the Kaviraj is planning.
Yeah, right. But the thing is, the Kaviraj can't stay for more than 5 days.
That's all right. But this is the point, that this boy is not a replacement for this Kaviraj. The fact is that Prabhupada's condition being the way it is, we can't depend on the fact that Prabhupada will continue to get exactly better as the Kaviraj plans.
What do you think the alternative should be?
The alternative is that either the Kaviraj should stay here, or if we feel this Kaviraj is actually giving beneficial help, then we should go with him. But I don't think that we should put ourselves in the hands of this junior man.
That is right, Kaviraj.
None of us.
Yes,
but we saw him, he didn't even like him.
But the Kaviraj didn't want the process.
Then he should stay here, if he doesn't want it. What will you do if, supposing, after 3 days after the Kaviraj leaves, suddenly Prabhupada's condition changes in such a way that it wasn't counted on, then what will be done at that time? Then it means that this junior man suddenly becomes the diagnosis, and has to get diagnosis and treatment.
That's the best time. If he stays here, then there's nothing like
that. No, if he can't stay here, then he should help to take Prabhupada to Mayapur. And actually, that will make him very responsible.
Yeah, true.
Because then he'll see that Prabhupada is taking risks simply to be under his care. So that'll make him feel even more obligated to take proper care of Srila Prabhupada even after going
through it. Right, Prabhupada.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
Problem? The complication is here? That's not very weird, then.
Agree to the name?
No, he'll either agree to remain, or else we'll make him agree to take you to Mayapur. Probably by our refusing to accept his assistance, it will induce him to stay here a little bit longer to prepare you for the journey, and then he'll take you to Mayapur.
Jaime, what do you really like?
I don't find any difficulty. I didn't find any difficulty 1 week ago. I'm prepared to take you anywhere in the world in any condition. I don't think that there's so much difficulty. I see how we're putting you on the palanquin.
I also agree with Tomas.
There's 10 of us, Bhavananda Maharaj, Shatadhani Maharaj, Upendra, myself, Sri Dhamadhar, Jayadvaita, Yadavas, Adridana, Bhakti Charu, and one Kaviraj. It is a proper entourage for a king.
I'm prepared.
How many hours it takes there?
By plane?
Yeah.
It will take 3 hours to the Delhi airport. Then it will take a half, say three hours, and 1 hour before takeoff is 4 hours. 2 hours on the flight is 6 hours, and 3 hours to my airport. Anyway, within 10 hours from this bed to your bed in my airport.
10 hours.
Maximum.
How is 10?
3 hours from here to the Delhi airport. Mm. 1 hour at the Delhi airport makes 4 hours.
No, you are going to Delhi airport.
Yes.
In 3 hours.
Yes.
Then?
Then 1 hour waiting for the plane to take off.
Oh.
That's 4 hours. Mm. 2 hours for the plane. That's 6 hours. And 3 to 4 hours to go to my airport. 3 hours to go to my airport. But that's 4 hours in the Calcutta temple, not from Dum Dum. No, I'm telling you, you don't have to go through Calcutta at all. Then 4 hours from the Calcutta airport to my airport. Total of 10 hours.
4 hours?
Well, I'm arguing this point with Bhavananda Maharaj, but he insists that he knows, so I'm accepting his statement. 3 to 4 hours.
Because the road is... That's not the good. So if you go too fast, and it's too bumpy. If you go slow, then it's reasonable.
There you go. And keep me from the open air.
The main thing is that we must present it to the Kaviraj that we are depending upon his care. If you actually feel this Kaviraj to be good and helpful, then we must present it in such a way that we fully depend upon your treatment. Therefore, as you we cannot depend on any other junior man because there may be complications at any time. Therefore, when you feel Prabhupada is ready, you take us to Mayapur, and if your other business in Calcutta is so pressing, then take us now. And in that way, he'll be forced to feel responsible. Because he'll see that we're going on his account.
Childlike.
Yes. I won't be able to. I'll talk, but they'll have to translate. Otherwise, Bhakti Shiro has to translate. So I'd be dying of.
So he's not made his personal problem?
He
is. He's seeing the person you just.
Adri Dharna is here. He says that Kaviraj is taking it as his personal problem, your health, as his personal interest.
He's going to go 6 hours and so wait for the medicine to be prepared.
He's going to prepare it, I think.
He's going to go and sit and watch it go to bed 6 hours.
Adri Dharna Prabhu says that today the Kaviraj is going to Mathura and he will sit 6 hours watching the medicine being distilled. He's personally going to watch the suit so that there's absolutely no mistake made. This is required.
This is complicated.
Yeah, I may not be an expert judge, but I have never seen, in my opinion, anyone who seemed to be this good.
He has God. And this is medicine and this friendship.
Yes, but one thing is this, the more time we can gain in waiting here, the better. In other words, he's not going to stay here indefinitely, that's a fact. He's going to have to go within the next few days.
He's going to leave tomorrow.
Come on.
We can hold him up for 2 more days.
No, we can hold him. And because no doubt about it, the few extra days we gain will give you a little added strength. The main thing is that you should be feeling some positive effect from his treatments. Because ultimately that is a real deciding factor. Our opinion of him, he may be very nice looking, but if the medicine works, that is what counts.
Of course, we don't know, but we're all feeling that. We're feeling some effect. It's only the other night.
Yeah.
It should be tangibly felt. It should be some actual tangible result. You should have more strength sitting up on your own or something of this kind. Then I'll believe that you're actually feeling better, Shilpa. Because otherwise, psychologically, one may feel himself better. But then that should manifest in being able to sit up or something of that kind. Turn around in bed on one's own. Well, I'm encouraging you. I don't know if you can do it.
To follow your study. Ute boshe thakun. Kichu shuru kora. Ute boshe thakle apni beshi khete paren. Ute boshe thakle. Now, I cannot sit up.
No. Of course, that's a big step to take, but there's things like turning over in bed on one's own. I mean, the point is one should not have to force oneself to do this, but those will be the signs of actual improvement.
But that will only come from the new self.
Yeah, I mean, it's not artificial.
It only comes from appetite. When you start eating.
Yeah, it's not artificial.
Eating only
milk preventing.
The juice is for maintaining, it's not for improving the conditions. Juice, you can maintain one's life, but to actually get strength, you have to take with something more substantial than juice. Milk is one thing, of course.
Kavir is stressing on milk and barley.
This is a milk and barley dal.
I mean, which in the cough puts it to sugar for the afternoon in the day.
The Kavir said he has some cough medicine to put in the milk.
I just said he gave it to me yesterday, but last night I didn't want to give him milk.
So what about now?
Milk at the cough. Next week, after the cough. Now that he has learned orange juice.
Absolutely, basically, I can.
Also, the creation of
two flights. One is in the morning and the other one is in the evening. Morning flight is at about 6:30 in the morning, 6:40 in the morning, and evening flight is quite late, about 8 o'clock at night. We would want to take the morning flight.